Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take one of the most important little moments in drum and bass, the amen-style snare snap, and make it move in a way that screams tension, attitude, and rewind energy. This is a beginner-friendly Ableton Live 12 lesson, but we're still aiming for something that sounds proper in a real DNB arrangement. The goal is not just to make the snare louder or more effects-heavy. The goal is to make it feel like it's building towards something, like it's pulling the listener into the drop. That snap can be the difference between a section that just plays and a section that makes people look up and go, hold up, that's the moment. We'll keep this simple and practical, using stock devices and basic automation. You can do this on a chopped amen break, or on an amen-style snare layered over your break. Either way, by the end you'll have a rewind-style snare moment that gets brighter, tighter, or more aggressive over a few beats, then slams back into the drop with real energy. First, start with a clean amen-style drum section. Drag in an amen break or an amen-inspired loop and set it up so it loops tightly on the grid. If you're working around 170 to 174 BPM, you're already in the right drum and bass zone. Don't worry about making it perfect right away. Just make sure it's clean enough to hear the groove clearly. If the loop has too much low-end rumble, add EQ8 and high-pass it somewhere around 30 to 40 Hz. If the mids are muddy, you can gently pull a bit out around 200 to 350 Hz. Keep it subtle. We're building a solid foundation, not sterilizing the break. Next, make sure the snare snap stands out enough to actually modulate. You have two easy options here. You can work directly with the break and focus on the snare heavy parts, or you can layer a separate snare on top. For beginners, layering is often easier to hear. Load up simpler on a new MIDI track, drop in a snare one shot, and pick something short, sharp, and bitey. In jungle and rollers, a snare with a fast crack usually works better than a huge modern tail. Keep the decay short to medium, keep sustain low, and don't overdo the volume. The snare should support the break, not bulldoze it. If it's too loud at the start, the automation won't feel special later. That's a really common beginner mistake. Leave yourself room for the movement to mean something. Now, group the break and the snare layer if you want easier control later. That way you can process them together and keep the overall drum feel cohesive. Now we get to the fun part, shaping the transient. This is where the snare starts to snap with purpose. Add drum bus to the snare layer or drum group. Start with drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low or off, and transient somewhere around plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom off, or very low. For this particular technique, what we're doing here is giving the snare a little more bite so it can cut through the mix. In drum and bass, that matters a lot, because the snare has to live alongside sub, re-space, hats, fills, and all kinds of movement. If the transient is too soft, the snare disappears. If it's too extreme, it gets ugly. So keep it controlled. If the snare starts sounding harsh, follow drum bus with saturator. Push the drive just a little, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then level match the output so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. This is important. A lot of the time, something seems better simply because it got louder. Try to listen for actual tone and punch, not just level. Now we're going to add the movement itself. Put auto filter on the snare or the drum group. This is the heart of the lesson. You can use a low pass filter if you want a dark to bright sweep, a band pass if you want that narrow, urgent rewind feel, or a high pass if you want the snare to thin out before the drop comes back in. For a classic tension build, a low pass opening is a great place to start. Try automating the cutoff from somewhere around 500 or 700 Hz up to 10 to 14 kHz over the last one or two bars before the drop. Keep resonance fairly low, around 0.2 to 0.4, so it doesn't whistle too much. If needed, add a little drive inside the filter, but keep it subtle. The idea is simple. Start darker, then open up gradually so the snare feels like it's arriving. That's what makes the moment feel alive. It's not just a hit. It's a signal. The listener can feel the energy rising before the drop lands. Here is a useful teacher tip. Don't open everything at once. A good rewind style move often feels stronger when it's built in layers. For example, first the filter opens, then the transient gets a little sharper, then maybe a tiny bit of drive increases at the end. Those small changes together create a much more musical effect than one giant automation sweep. If you want a little rhythmic motion, add tiny dips and rises in the filter cutoff, or automate the saturator drive just a touch upward near the end. You can also automate echo or reverb send on the final snare hit if you want a bit of space. Just keep it short and controlled. We're not trying to drown the break in a big wash. We want a punchy transition, not a blur. A A really effective move is to make the last hit the biggest one. Start the phrase more restrained. Then let the final snare before the drop have the most brightness, the most presence, and the most attitude. That final hit is the one the crowd remembers. Now let's place that movement into a proper arrangement shape. A really solid beginner pattern is 8 bars of groove, then 2 bars of tension, then 1 bar of rewind style snare motion, then the drop. In that final bar, you can repeat the snare a little more frequently, or create a short stop before the drop lands. For example, let the break roll normally, then on the last bar open the snare up with filter and saturation, and maybe leave a tiny gap right before the drop. That little pocket of silence or reduced energy can make the drop hit much harder. This is especially effective in drum and bass because the genre lives on contrast. If everything is constantly full on, nothing feels special. But if you create a small opening, a little pause, a little change in tone, then the next hit feels huge. If you want more atmosphere, use echo or a reverb on a return track instead of inserting them directly on the snare. That keeps the effect cleaner and easier to control. For echo, keep the feedback low, maybe 10 to 20%, and use short timings like 1/8 or 1/16. Filter the echoes so they don't clutter the low mids. For reverb, keep the decay short, maybe around half a second to a little over a second, and use a little pre-delay if needed. Again, send just enough to give the snare a halo. You want edge and dimension, not a giant space cloud. A great trick is to automate the send up only on the very last snare before the drop, then pull it back immediately when the drop hits. That creates a clear transition without smearing the groove. Now let's talk about groove, because this matters a lot with an amen style break. The break already has swing and movement built into it, so don't quantize everything into a rigid grid unless you really mean to. If you're layering a MIDI snare, it can help to nudge it slightly late so it sits in the pocket instead of sounding pasted on top. Think laid back, but controlled. Tight enough to feel intentional, loose enough to breathe. That balance is a big part of what makes drum and bass feel alive. Also, keep an eye on the bass. If your bass line keeps going full blast under the rewind moment, the snare won't feel as powerful. A really good transition often needs a little space. Duck the bass, mute it for a beat, or thin it out briefly so the snare can own the moment. Then let the bass come back in with purpose. That call and response feeling is huge in darker DNB and rollers. The snare says something and the bass answers. That's the kind of arrangement detail that makes a section feel musical instead of just busy. Before you finish, make sure you check the sound in mono. If your snare loses impact when collapsed to mono, the widening or stereo effects may be too much. Keep the core snap strong and simple. Stereo can be nice, but the center of the snare has to do the heavy lifting. If the effect sounds too harsh, reduce resonance or saturation. If it feels too weak, increase the transient a bit, or open the filter more gradually so the build feels more dramatic. A good beginner exercise is to loop just 2 bars and focus on getting the last hit to feel clearly stronger than the first. Once that works, drop it into context with the bass and the rest of the arrangement. That way you're hearing the actual musical effect, not just the isolated sound. If you want to push it further, try making 2 versions. Make one that feels more like a raw jungle rewind, with a rougher and more rhythmic feel. Then make another that's tighter and cleaner, more like a controlled roller drop. Compare them. Notice which one feels more urgent, which one leaves more space for the drop, and which one would work better in a club mix. Here's the big takeaway. The Amen style snare snap is powerful because it already carries history, swing, and aggression. When you modulate it over time, you're not just processing a sound, you're shaping tension. You're telling the listener that something big is about to land. So keep it subtle at first, think in layers, level match as you go, and make the last hit count. In drum and bass, that kind of movement can be the difference between a good transition and a rewind-worthy moment. Now it's your turn. Build that 2-bar snare moment, automate the brightness, tighten the transient, thin the bass for the final beat, and listen for that pull into the drop. If it feels like the snare is grabbing the ear and dragging it forward, you've nailed it.